Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the lead-off spot, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting second, the left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third, the first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth, the DH, John Mayberry. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting seventh, the catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Spliderv. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, John Scott. Batting second, the second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting third, the center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting seventh, the DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Clancy. McRae moves to third. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staggs moves to third. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault takes first base on ball four. Baylor moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staggs scores. Baylor scores. Ault moves to second. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Scott reaches second base with a double. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Staggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ault hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Ault reaches second base with a double. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Velez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Ault trying to get to home. McRae throws the ball into Porter who tags Ault, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White moves to third. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Brett tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Royals, 2, Blue Jays, 2. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Staggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor bunts towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Staggs moves to second. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staggs. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Staggs steals third. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White catches it and throws to third to double up Staggs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ault hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Velez hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Howell reaches second base with a double. Ault moves to third. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards second. Patek fields it and tags Howell, for the out. Ault scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's Royals, 3, Blue Jays, 3. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staggs hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Josie Depp pinch runs for John Mayberry. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops it up and throws to first, with Clancy covering, for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Vukovich now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Bird now pitching. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae is hit by the pitch. Amos Otis pinch runs for Hal McRae. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lockhock strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 4 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Staggs catches it and throws to first to double up Otis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Amos Otis now playing center field. Al Cowens now playing right field. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Howell strikes out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashby strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Dave McKay. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.